The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The Dublin City Centre Task Force was launched this morning at the GPO. And in the 10-point plan to clean up Dublin, the group recommends hundreds of more Gardaí to be stationed in the city. And that's what you call a no-brainer. The task force was set up in May following the riots. And our reporter Josh Crosby has been speaking to those who work in the city and to those who took part in the consultation process.
It's just a talking shop. Everything is going to be done, but nothing ever gets done. It's always the same.
Hope in the revitalisation of Dublin City Centre can fade when those who live and work here see no change.
The street basically is swept, but it needs to be washed as well. Going back several years ago, there were two washers. Most weekends, you can smell the urine everywhere. You know.
Is it safe to say you've been selling papers here for decades?
Yes, decades.
And at what point over those years did you actually think we were doing something right? Or like, what was the best point that you could see?
Well, the biggest benefit to the public was probably the Lewis. Probably was the biggest benefit to the public was the Lewis. From the point of view of transport, bringing people in and out of the city. That was the biggest benefit. Other than that, they've done away with public toilets. The police patrolling has diminished. So when you think about it, things have gone backwards instead of forwards. I suppose if you were to ask 9 people out of 10 and say what the street needs, everybody would tell you that they need public toilets with attendants, because everybody has to go to the toilet. Everybody would probably say the street needs to be patrolled by Gardaí. If you can't patrol the main street in the country, where can you patrol? It's a basic. I'm not talking about a patrol car gone by or a fella on a motor. I'm talking about Gardaí presence.
Paul has been selling newspapers on O'Connell Street all of his life and points out something that many of those who want the city cleaned up suggest, and that is more Gardaí on the beat.
Oh, I would welcome hundreds of Gardaí on the street, on Moore Street and O'Connell Street. You know, how many years now and how many times have we heard that this action was going to happen and it never happened, you know, and now they're talking about an election and they're doing great things for the city centre. I'll believe it when I see it.
Banana, 6 for €2.
Around the corner from O'Connell Street lies one of the last remaining old marketplaces of Dublin. The stall traders on Moore Street have seen the fabric of the capital change through generations. Stephen Troy is the chairperson of the Dublin One Business Alliance and runs Troy's Butchers on Moore Street. The shop has been trading for over 100 years, and Stephen says there needs to be action, not words, from the task force.
Well, I'm very disappointed with the way the state have managed the dereliction of Moore Street, the National Monument. Really disappointing to see that they have funds allocated for years and years and years, and the dereliction is still there to this day. It's crazy to think that DCC has also failed in their duty to uphold a suitable shopping district on Moore Street. There's a proliferation of same shop usages, you know, and lower order retail usages. Despite numerous complaints to planning enforcement, they haven't done anything to remedy the situation over the years.
So this is the likes of your plastic shop frontage, your neon lights, that kind of thing?
Well, this is all subdivided units. Shops that used to be one shop divided into four. There's over 20 mobile phone shops. It's just, for me, this is a little bit too late to be trying to revitalise the city. It's very convenient they're out there cheerleading that they're doing something finally for the city centre when they're on the brink of an election. So this is the whole thing. It's been kind of unbelievable what has gone on, and it's out of the business's hands. It's up to the state to intervene.
When it comes to historically iconic buildings, the GPO on O'Connell Street tops the list. And among the recommendations in the task force report is for the GPO to be turned into a world-class museum or even a new home for RTE. But those who work here say there's already an award-winning museum in the historic Easter Rising building. Anne-Marie Smith is the general manager of the GPO Museum.
Here we are really in the heart of the museum here downstairs in the basement, and we look at Irish history from the late 1800s. So we look at what led to the Easter Rising, the build-up. The Easter Rebellion itself is dealt with a really impactful, engaging movie. So Josh, if you just want to follow me, we'll just move into this area here. And here we have actually the kind of the unique thing about our museum, I believe, is that we look at the 1916 Easter Rising from four perspectives.
So what kind of demand are you getting since 2016? Like, who would be your typical visitor, if you like?
Yeah, well, schools are a huge part, you know, in the academic year or the school year. But we also get, yeah, international visitors from all over the world. And O'Connell Street is our main thoroughfare. It's celebrating its 100th anniversary this year, the renaming of the street. So, and the focus point off the street, off Dublin, is the GPO.
And just being the main thoroughfare, there's a lot of talk about Dublin, the GPO being the centre of Dublin. What kind of reaction do people give you when they step inside the GPO, or when they look up at the building even from outside?
Oh, people are mesmerised, you know, they really are, because it is such a, it's a dominating, you know, domineering building in the city.
And for someone who works here now, day in, day out, and a building with such history, what strikes you about the GPO building?
Oh, to me, it's just, it's part of who we are. It's where our nation was founded. I have such immense pride. It's something that, yeah, is in the hearts of Dublin people, but Irish people. I mean, if people measure the distance of anywhere in the country, it's from the GPO. So it's not just a place that Dublin people love, and as a Dub, I immensely love, but it's something that really is, it's a unique building. It's, you know, it's so, so special.
And to be preserved and protected for generations to come.
Absolutely, and to have this museum here, to have the public letters office where people can come in and post their letters, you know, one of the oldest still functioning public letters office in the world.
A variety of stakeholders took part in the consultation process of the task force report, from Gardaí to the City Council and the NTA. And also groups working in communities trying to improve the lives of those who call this city home. Noel Wardick is the CEO of Dublin City Community Co-op. The co-op is an alliance of 13 community organisations, and Noel says it's good to see the issues being highlighted, but they've been here before.
Well, look, I mean, we'd always partake in consultations and give our input, but I suppose at this stage we're suffering from consultation fatigue. To be honest, we're fed up with the consultations. What we require now is concerted action and a sufficient investment in the city centre, in the inner city, so improvements can be made and we can stop the talking and we can get down to business.
And just down to business, like, when you were there, could you see much substance in it? Like, can you see many meaningful measures coming from it?
Well, I mean, look, during the consultations, the people that were tasked to do that, they were hired by the government, they're doing their job, they're paid to do a job, and they were doing that job professionally. But for us, we've been in so many of those consultations, it's hard to believe at this stage that it'll make any difference. We're eternally optimistic, so we always partake. But I would say our frustrations with endless consultations now is at peak level.
You're working with residents, community groups. What are you hearing from them? What do they want to see change when it comes to improving city life?
Well, everybody in this community who lives here, who works here, who travels in and out of here, want the same as everyone else around the country. You want to have an environment and a community where it's safe, first and foremost, safe to rear your family, safe for your children to go to school, safe for your teenage children to be outside in the afternoon and in the evenings. And very often that isn't always the case in this community. And that's down to, in our view, years of neglect and insufficient resources being made available to address some very, very deep-rooted problems that have existed in this community for decades.
So do you think anything will come out of this report, apart from recommendations and suggestions?
I mean, that's the $64 million question. We've been around this block many, many times before, and we, I suppose, retain a very healthy scepticism, is what I would say, while at the same time hopeful that for once and for all, the state will recognise the absolute seriousness of the problems, the consequences of ignoring these problems, and that they will, on this occasion, commit the resources required to address these problems once and for all.
So the goal of this task force is to make Dublin a more thriving, attractive and safe city. But for those who are working on the ground, what do they think is the answer?
Well, the GPO basically is an iconic building in the street, isn't it? Probably the most iconic building in the whole country, really. Everybody identifies with the GPO. As long as it's basically maintained, you know, to the stature that it should be maintained, that it's still recognised for what it is. Another thing, basically, which infuriates me, is that the whole thing of where they use for distribution of food at night time at the GPO, it doesn't make sense to let it be used in that capacity. There's loads of other places that you could actually do that. The building is what it is, what it means historically speaking, and what it means to the city. So, I mean, I think it should be better respected.
And there's been a lot of focus on O'Connell Street in this report, the main thoroughfare of the country, if you like. We're walking distance from it here, but there's also many residents living around here. Like, what are some of the issues that people are bringing to you? What are they having to deal with on a daily basis?
Yeah, from our perspective, the priority should be the residents and the communities who live in this part of the city. We understand often the cases, the priority is those who are much more influential, the commercial districts, the tourists, the business owners, but residents are often forgotten about. So what we require here is that the streets are safe. We have, in many parts of the inner city, on-street drug dealing in broad daylight, as if you were going to the supermarket. That wouldn't happen in many other more affluent, influential communities in the city. And for us, this is absolutely unacceptable. And that must be addressed. There's no point in removing problems from O'Connell Street and Grafton Street and Henry Street and storing them up 200 or 300 metres away and expect local communities just to sort of suffer on and put up with it. It's completely unacceptable.
And that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.